A few years ago, I was traveling to a speaking engagement in Canada. Now, I normally go through the Windsor Tunnel or the Ambassador Bridge, but this particular engagement was in a town called Wallaceburg. So I went across a car ferry, actually, across part of the Detroit River. Now, I'm from the Great Lakes State, and a lot of the car ferries here can hold a massive amount of cars, so the boats themselves are pretty big. This was not one of those car ferries, though. It held two cars total, so I got on the car ferry, and the guy who was running the car ferry said, you know what, just stay in your car, it's going to be a short trip. This was one of those rickety sort of small car ferries. I was waiting for the guy to pull me across the river, sort of Lord of the Rings style in these old kind of things. Well, I stayed in this car ferry, and I'm terrible with directions. So right when the car ferry left the dock, I happened to look down at my GPS, making sure that my destination was correct on my GPS. But because I stayed in the car, I couldn't feel us leave the dock, but because I was looking down at my GPS, I didn't see us leave the dock. So I had that sort of strange sense that we've all had, you know, we're sitting at a intersection and there's a bus next to us and the bus moves forward and we're not quite sure if we're moving backwards or the bus is moving forward, that strange vertigo and that strange panic. Well, I had that because I couldn't sense movement, but I could sense somehow that we were in fact moving. So my vertigo wasn't going away, because when you're sitting at a streetlight, you can look around and you can see a building or something that's fixed, a fixed position that allows you to get your bearings. That's when all the vertigo and all the confusion goes away. Well, I was on a river, so none of the confusion could go away because the river is constantly moving and the boat would be moving and I would be moving. So I had no fixed points of reference with which to sort of clear up the confusion. I think culture today, in a post-truth culture, we're a lot like that. I want you to think about the questions we ask ourselves now, questions we never would have fathomed before, questions like, what does it mean to be human? We're actually asking ourselves, can we augment human reality, like our minds and our bodies in a way to become post-human? Or what does it mean to be male? Or what does it mean to be female? What does sex mean anymore? Is marriage a real institution? These are questions that were once considered givens when it came to the answers. But now, for some reason, they're all up for grabs. We're in the river, as it were. We left dry land so long ago that we've left any fixed points of reference. In fact, I would say that we left dry land so long ago that we've actually forgotten what it means to have stability. We sort of like being confused. We like being in the constantly flowing river. It reminds me of something that happened in the 1980s, and I'm a child of the 80s, and there was this phenomenon. It was called Cold War psychosis, where children would wake up in the middle of the night screaming, having nightmares, thinking that the United States and the USSR had finally engaged in a Cold War and pushed the buttons that made the Cold War suddenly very hot. Now, amidst all of that, there were these voices that were rising saying, I know there's confusion out there, but follow me and I'll be the sort of man of steel or woman of steel who will lead you out of these kind of things. Reminds me of the quote from a song that was popular in the 1980s called Land of Confusion by the band Genesis. The words were these: Oh, Superman, where are you now? When everything's gone wrong somehow, these men of steel, these men of power, are losing control by the hour. When you think of all the confusion that's happening in our day, whether it's social or political or sexual or whatever it might be, we're in the land of confusion. That song, written in the 80s, could have been written today. And the men of steel and the women of steel are trying to rise up and say, follow me. But we're awash in this sea of confusion. We don't know who to follow or what the truth actually is. That's why in 2016, at the end of 2016, Oxford English Dictionaries named its word of the year as post-truth. Now, every year, Oxford English Dictionaries names its word of the year. And in 2016, in light of the U.S. elections and all the things that were happening, and